You're listening to Bulls Eye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Right. 16
minutes away from 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside the birthday boy himself, Mr. Matt Douglas, celebrating 26 or 27 or whatever it might be, somewhere in that general area. But having some fun here on a Friday, we will continue to do that as we head to the hotline and we bring in Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio. Adam, how are you today?
Doing well, boys. Happy birthday, Maddie.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Adam, I got to tell you, man, I watched that Purdue-Nevada game last weekend, and I remembered you saying Nevada might be a good choice, and I thought, what was he talking about? And then, boom, the Wolfpack comes right back and gets the victory in that one. Well done, sir.
I appreciate it. Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack.
No.
Man.
Oh, nice. Well done, sir. See, I should have played the NWO theme coming into the break. I had no idea you were taking it down that road, but I digress. Let's stay in the same genre. We'll stick with college football. A lot to get into this week, week two now. Let's begin with tonight's matchup, the biggest one on the docket tonight. I think you would agree with that. Marshall taking on Boise State. Really a lot of intrigue here. Who do you like in this game and why?
I'll tell you what, I thought you'd want to talk William and Mary in Virginia to start things off. But yeah, Marshall and Boise State, I mean, this is a phenomenal game from a handicapping standpoint especially. Boise State off that huge win in Tallahassee last week, fourth quarter comeback, true freshman quarterback. The heat and humidity bothered Florida State more than it bothered Boise State, which was astonishing to a lot of people out there. Now they come back home on that blue turf up in Boise, taking on a really solid Marshall team that's very well coached under Doc Holliday, very good year in and year out. Boise State, 13-point favorite out there, depending on where you look. This number's come up, it's come down, it's moved around a lot here this week. I honestly don't know which direction this game goes. I think Boise State will obviously win, and they should as a double-digit favorite. But as far as covering the spread, I don't know. This is such a tough spot for them. My power ratings put the line at 13, so if you get a 12, I guess Boise State's the play, but I don't know if this is a great game to bet tonight.
And then looking ahead to tomorrow, I mean, there's some intriguing matchups tomorrow, really only a couple of signature games. You could argue Texas A&M and Clemson, then you've got LSU and Texas is really the only signature matchups, but what are some of the games that you really like from a handicapping perspective tomorrow?
From a handicapping perspective, I like Nebraska against Colorado here. This is a game 3:30 Eastern time kickoff in Boulder. Nebraska's a 4-point favorite in this game. They lost last year by 5 to Colorado. It was a bad beat in the fourth quarter for the Cornhuskers. They committed a bunch of penalties, shot themselves in the foot time and time again. They also had 565 yards against Colorado last year. Colorado did win lopsided over rival Colorado State in week one, whatever you want to call it. But also they gave up over 500 yards in that game. So Nebraska moved the ball at will last year in the season opener with a brand-new head coach in Scott Frost. They get a similarly bad Colorado defense here this year. So I like Nebraska minus the 4 in that game. And as we kind of jump around the card a little bit here, I'm back on FIU again this week. I guess I didn't learn my lesson last week on Thursday night. They're a 7.5, 8-point favorite against Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky blew a fourth-quarter lead against Central Arkansas from the FCS. I think FIU just ran into a bad matchup in week one. They can't stop the run. Tulane's a great running team, and Tulane was really efficient throwing the football as well. So I'm back on FIU this week. I'll probably wind up regretting it, but, you know, you do all that work over the summer, you got to stick with it here, even though we've seen, you know, one bad game from some of these teams.
Adam, I want to take a look at a local angle here as well. On Saturday morning, beginning at 10:30, we have pregame coverage of Ohio State and Cincinnati. You can hear it here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. But a 17-point favorite, the Buckeyes are, over the Bearcats on Saturday. And that's a game that certainly has a lot of things going on. As you mentioned on BangTheBook.com earlier today, this is a classic Big Brother matchup. I mean, for Cincinnati, a lot of kids that were overlooked in the recruiting process by Ohio State, obviously the Luke Fickell tie-in here as well. How do you see this one playing out? And do you think 17 is a good number here?
Yeah, this is a line that has moved down a little bit over the last day, day and a half. It's come off of 17. It's about 15 and a half or 16 out there in the market. We've also seen a move down on the total for this game from 55 to 53. Did touch 52 yesterday. There's some correlation here between the total coming down and the big underdog taking money. In these lower scoring games, you want to take the team getting a lot of points. And in this case, it is Cincinnati. Look, after the first quarter, Ohio State's offense went into a shell. Now, I think a lot of that was because, you know, Ryan Day didn't want to show anything to Cincinnati for this week two matchup. He knew he had Florida Atlantic beat. You don't need style points in week one. So I think Ohio State has a lot behind the curtain that they haven't shown yet. I think Cincinnati is a much better team than people realize. Desmond Ritter's got a chance to get a lot better here this year as a sophomore. And also Cincinnati, as you just mentioned, the little brother, big brother, the complex, the why didn't they recruit me, the I played against this guy in high school and now I'm going to beat him in college. Cincinnati is probably a lot more focused, a lot more amped for this game. They are not the more talented team. But because I think Ohio State could struggle to move the ball a little bit here in this game, I would have to look at Cincinnati, but probably like the under a little bit more.
What about the Luke Fickell effect? I mean, he's not that far removed from the Buckeyes. Ryan Day was there when he was there. May he have some inside knowledge?
Oh, he certainly could. And that's always an angle that we kind of look at. You know, former coordinators, you know, that are now head coaches facing their old program, or former position coaches or assistants that, you know, wind up going somewhere else and face their old programs. All of this factors into the handicapping equation. And yeah, Fickell should know the personnel. He obviously recruited a lot of the guys on defense, so he knows areas in which he's able to attack. That's probably moving this line down a little bit as well. And again, like I said, Ohio State, vastly more talented, but Cincinnati has a lot to play for here.
Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's transition into the NFL, my friend. On your radio show, I believe it was yesterday, you made the comment that lines for this opening week have been available for a few months now. I'm not sure I want to go back that far, but how much movement have you seen in some of the opening lines here over the last week and change with some of these week one NFL matchups?
Yeah, now that we're through the preseason, now that we have an idea of what we're kind of working with here, some of the injury situations have gotten clearer, we've definitely seen some movement. And again, these lines are up for a long time over the summer, but the betting limits gradually increase as you get closer to the game. So the people with very respected opinions and deep pockets, they don't weigh in until game week. They don't weigh in until they can get more money down on these games. So we have seen a lot of movement. Buffalo was a field goal underdog against the Jets. That line's pretty much down to 2.5 everywhere. The Rams were a field goal favorite earlier in the week at Carolina. That line's down to as low as Rams -1. We've seen some movement here in this Giants and Dallas game with Ezekiel Elliott now back. Line going up from 7 to 7.5. Some pretty interesting back and forth in Sunday Night Football between the Steelers and the Patriots, where that line was 5.5, then 6, back to 5.5. So right now, we're seeing a lot of competing sharp groups going up against each other, and the public will start to weigh in on Sunday. So we may see some moves based on that activity as well.
On your show yesterday, you also spoke with professional handicapper Brad Powers. What were some of your major takeaways from that conversation, specifically with some of those NFL matchups?
Yeah, Brad and I, you know, we primarily try to hit on college football. We hit 16 different college football games on that segment. So over at bangthebook.com, you can check that out. But him and I were talking about it in the NFL, and you know, it used to be one of those things where you could prey on overreaction from the preseason. We don't have that this year. You know, there were so many teams that just weren't interested in the preseason, and not that I discussed it with Brad, but you look at last night's game between the Packers and the Bears. Neither one of those quarterbacks played in the preseason, and it looked like it. I mean, that was an ugly, ugly football game, and you can give credit to the defenses, but neither quarterback was all that strong from a timing standpoint, you know, from a reading coverage standpoint. So I do wonder if maybe this week, and Brad and I did discuss this a little bit, maybe this week some of these premier teams, specifically with the premier offenses, will struggle a little bit to get into game shape.
And I think that's interesting because a lot of people state that that's the primary reason why, you know, a lot of the big stars don't play in week one. As a result, some of the timing might be off. And I think it's fascinating how everybody has a different angle on this. You made a few week one Westgate Super Contest and Circa Million picks. Are you able to share with us some of the picks that you made for week one?
Absolutely, I definitely can. My card is not fully locked in yet. We actually don't have to submit our picks for those two contests until Saturday. For those that don't know, the Super Contest at the Westgate Sportsbook, formerly the Las Vegas Hilton, you pick five games against the spread. The lines come out on Wednesday, and they do not move. The Circa Million is a brand-new contest this year. Those lines came out Thursday morning, and same as the Super Contest, they don't move. So whatever happens in the market, whatever injuries there are, it doesn't matter. Those numbers cannot change. So even though the Bills are 2.5 out there in the betting market right now, they came out +3 for the Super Contest, and I do like the Bills. I mean, from a continuity standpoint, they return almost everybody, same coaching staff, same personnel. The Jets with the new head coach in Adam Gase, a neutered offensive coordinator who's not even going to call the plays, and Greg Williams, who we all know likes to line the safeties up 25 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So I think that plays really well to what the Bills do. Panthers, same thing. Money coming in on them here this week, but they're +2.5 in the Super Contest as opposed to the 1 or 1.5 that's out there. I think it's tough. You know, you look at how the quarterbacks struggled last night. You look at the cross-country trip for the Rams. You look at a Panthers team that is probably as healthy as it's going to be this year with Cam Newton, Christian McCaffrey, the defensive personnel. So the Bills and Panthers, a couple teams I do like in the Super Contest here this week to go along with the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans.
Great stuff. Adam, as always, my man, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the first full weekend of football with college football tonight and tomorrow, and then, of course, the NFL with its first Sunday in a couple of days as well. And we look forward to doing this again next week.
Sounds good. Take care, boys.
Thanks, Adam, again. Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to break in just a couple of minutes. We've got Your Money Now, and then Matt will let us know what's happening on the local news front. At 4:10, we're catching up with Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network, and we are giving away two